感谢主在带领我跟师母跟我的 brother-in-law， 今天有机会跟你们一起来敬拜神。
Give thanks to God that who bring us here, including my brother-in-law, and come to here to preach the gospel.
盼望今天早上的信息能够帮助我们。
And with a hope that this morning's message may be edifying to everyone.
就是我们经历了神的爱。
That is we.Experience the love of God.
然后我们用神的爱来爱自己。
And then we use God's love to love ourselves first.
认识自己。
And to understand us.
接纳自己。
And to accept us.
照顾自己。
And then to take care of us.
今天早上，今天我们要思想，如我们要以神的爱来学习爱神。
So this morning we are going to use the love of God in order to understand how to love Him.
去顺服神
，to obey him。
主在约翰福音十四章十五节说
，and John 14 verse 15 says，
你们若爱我
，if you love me，
就必遵守我的命令
，keep my commandments。
由此可见
，so from this we realize，
我们顺服神
，so that means our submissive to God，
是我们爱神。最具体的表现
，So it's a real embodiment of our love for God.
我们要以遵守神一切的命令去爱他。
So we love God by virtue of keeping His commandment.
如果我们不肯顺服神的话
，If we are not willing to obey His commandment,
爱他的心就不在我们里面了。
Then the love of God will not be in our heart.
不过我觉得很多时候我们的顺服好像一个三岁男孩的顺服一样。
But unfortunately, our submissive to God.Almost like a 3 years old child.
有一次，一个三岁的男孩子在做礼拜的时候，一直坐立不安。
So one day, there's a little child come to the church, and he was sitting there with consternation.
他的妈妈一直叫他要乖乖的坐下来听道。
And the mother bid him that you have to sit still in order to listen to the word of God.
不然就要惩罚他。
Otherwise, I will punish you.
没想到这个三岁的男孩竟然回答他妈妈这样说。
So to his mother's surprise, and this boy replied in this way.
他说：“妈妈，虽然我的身体是坐下来的。
”So this little boy said that even though my body is sitting there,
但是在里面我是仍然站着的。
And actually, inside me.I am still standing.
弟兄姊妹，很多基督徒的顺服也是这样子哦。
So many times our obedience is
表面看来是蛮顺服神的。
So in appearance, we look very much like we are obeying God.
是蛮爱神的。
And looks that we are loving God.
但是我们心里还是很不服气的。
But in our heart, we have a little bit unwillingness.
神所悦纳的顺服。
So whatever God accepted,
是里外。都要顺服神。
It's a outside and inside with a prayerful consistency.
神的心意。
So if this is the case, that
就神的心意。
That the will of God
就是要我们心甘情愿的顺服他。
Is that we are willingly obey Him?
全然的顺服他。
And wholeheartedly obey Him.
好，如果你们忘记了我今天下午所讲的。不要忘记我下面要讲的这句话。
So even if you forget what I said in my message, but please pay attention to the word and I'm going to say.
我个人深深的相信。
So I'm deeply believe.
一部分的顺服或是片面的顺服，就是等于不顺服。
So a partial obedience.Is equivalent to not obeying.
我发现今天不少的基督徒
So I found out many Christians today
受了魔鬼的欺骗
So they were deceived by the evil one
甚至自欺欺人
And even though they deceive himself
以局部的顺服去爱神
And then use a partial obedience to obey our God.
但还觉得自己是蛮爱主的。
And then he feel in his heart that he is obeying God.
今天早上我们首先会来看几个人的顺服。
So this morning I would like to ponder upon several categories of obedience.
表面来看，他们的顺服是蛮不错的。
So in the surface, their obedience seemed to be acceptable.
看起来好像他们蛮爱神的。
So from the appearance, they love God.
不过神后来责备他们，甚至惩罚他们。
However, God rebuked them and even punished them.
为什么呢？
Why?
他们不是没有顺服。
And it's not that they have not obeyed God.
但是神不悦纳他们的顺服。
But God does not accept their obedience.
原因是因为他们没有顺服神到底。
Because they did not thoroughly obey God.
最后我们会来看有一些人的顺服是全然的顺服。
So then we find out some Christians, they obeyed with a total submission.
而且我们看到凡顺服全然顺服神的人，神必大大的赐福给他们。
And furthermore, those who totally submit to God, God would bless them.
好像启示录二章二十六节。
Just like Revelation chapter 2, verse 26.
那得胜又遵守我命到底的。
So to the one who is victorious and does my will to the end,
我要赐给他权柄。
I will give authority over the nations,
制服列国。
To all the nations.
好，什么是全然的顺服呢？
So what does it mean by wholehearted obedience?
第一，全然的顺服不是我叫他选择性的顺服。
So first of all, a total submission is not what I call a selective obedience.
有一些的基督徒，他们的顺服是选择性的，好像法利赛人和文士的顺服一样。
And some Christians, their obedience is a selective one, very much like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
主在马太福音二十三节，二十三章二十三节，责备法利赛人和文士。
So according to Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, and Jesus rebuked the teacher of the law and the Pharisees.
主耶稣提到神的诫命都是很重要的，都要遵守的。
So Jesus wants to emphasize that all the commandments of God is very important.
但有一条是更重要的。
And they are all equally important, but one is more equal than the other.
就是爱人如己这个诫命。
That is to love others as yourself.
法利赛人呢，在这个遵守十分之一的诫命上很认真的去遵守。
So the series about the tithing,
但他们却不肯遵守爱人如己这个诫命。
However, they neglect a more weighty law, that is to love your neighbor as yourself.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do I know?
因为我们知道法利赛人很喜欢批评别人。
And because we know the Pharisees like to criticize people.
法利赛人很喜欢论断别人。
So, Pharisees like to judge other people.
他们甚至讥恨耶稣，把他钉在十字架上。
And even to the extent that they hate Jesus and want to nail him on the cross.
好，如果有圣经或是有大纲的话，我们来一起看马太福音二十三章二十三节。
So
okay?
We're going to read Matthew chapter 23, verse 23.
啊，在这段圣经的里面，我们看见主耶稣啊，间接的肯定法利赛人。
So from these verses, and we know Jesus indirectly tried to confirm what the Pharisees said.
Okay.主耶稣说，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、锦菜献上十分之一。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin.
摩西的律法里面有一条诫命。
So in the Mosaic law, there's a very important commandment.
就是要他们将收入的十分之一要献给神。
So that is you have to offer to God one tenth of what you receive.
而这些法利赛人呢，很认真的去遵守这个诫
命。So we know the Pharisees are seriously observe this law.
我们怎么知道呢？
And how do I know?
因为连他们后院所栽种的一些蔬菜啊，比如说薄荷啊、茴香啊、锦菜啊，他们都很认真的把收入的十分之一啊献给神。
So they seriously harvest the mint, the dill, and the cumin, and then give to the Lord one tenth of them.
所以我们可以说，耶稣间接的称赞肯定他们。
So I would say that Jesus identified and praised them for doing this part.
至少啊，他们愿意遵守这个十分纳意的这个诫命。
At the very least, they are willing to observe the law of the tithing.
不过主耶稣要提醒他们。
But Jesus wants to remind them.
主耶稣说，那律法上更重的事。
But Jesus said, for those more weighty or more important matter of the law.
那我们知道这个律法，主耶稣指着这个律法就是指着爱人如己的这个律法。
So Jesus referred the word law means to love the neighbor.
他说，那律法上更重的事，就是对人要有公义，对人要有怜悯，对人要有信实，反倒不行了。
So the most important matter of the law is you must do justice, do mercy, and do faithfulness.
这更重的，我们知道这个诫命就是要爱人如己的诫命，是你们当遵行的。
So Jesus further emphasized that this commandment is what you ought to observe.
弟兄姊妹，你们看到法利赛人的顺服是选择性的
顺服吗？ So do you see the Pharisees when they talk about obeying God? They do it selectively.
他们不是不遵守神的诫命哦。
So you cannot say they are not obeying God's law.
他们遵守了这个十分之一奉献的诫命哦。
And they did, especially in the law of the tithing.
但是他们却不肯遵守。对人要有信实，
but on the other hand, they refuse and neglect the
more
important matter of loving your neighbor as yourself.
最后主耶稣这样说，
and then Jesus said to them,
那，你知道那诫命，就那，这指着哪一个诫命啊？就是指着前面头说的十分之一的这个诫命，那诫命也是不可不行的。
And Jesus further reminded them that that commandment, that means the law of the tithing, is also important. I'm not trying to minimize it.
神所要求的，
but what God required of us
是全人的顺服，
is a total submission.
Okay. 那么有些人呢，今天你会听见有一些教会、一些传道人不同意要教导这个十分之一的奉献。
And today in the pulpit in some of the church, the minister do not want to teaching the principle of tithing.
他们认为啊，这个诫命是属于旧约时代。
So they thought that this commandment is belong to the people of the Old Testament.
那我们今天是在恩典时代。
But now we are living in the period of grace.
所以教会传道人不应该要教导信徒要实行这个十一奉
献。 So therefore the pastor, the minister should not teach the people go back to the Old Testament commandment.
不过我根据主耶稣的这句话，
but if I look at Jesus' words here,
他说十一奉献这个诫命也是不可不行的。
And Jesus emphasized that this tithing thing is also very important.
我认为在新约时代，十分之一的奉献这是最起码的奉献。
So actually, my view is that tithing is the minimum requirement for Christians.
不过今天下午我不是要讲这个十一奉献的问题。
But again, my theme is not to talk about tithing.
话说回来哈。
So let's come back to our main theme.
看见主耶稣间接的肯定称赞他们。
So I found out that Jesus indirectly confirmed the observance of the tithing.
就是因为他们至少有遵守这个十分之一的诫命。
Because these Pharisees and the teacher of the law, they obey.
只是主耶稣要提醒他们。
But Jesus wanted to emphasize
神所喜悦的顺服。
But God's what pleased God in terms of obedience
是全人的顺服，
is a total submission.
Okay, 也包括要爱人如己，
and including love one another.
好，请问
as 弟兄姊妹， neighbor,
请问，
and let me ask you a question.
奉献你收入的十分之一和爱人如己这两个诫命当中，你认为哪一条比较容易遵守呢？
So let me think about this. Which one is more easier to observe? Tithing or love your neighbor?
Okay. 有多少人说奉献十分之一比较容易计算？
So anyone raise your hand that you think tithing is easier?
有谁认为说爱人如己这个诫命比较容易？
So anyone agree that love your neighbor is more important?
没有人举手啊。
So there's so many unraised hands.
所以你跟我都同意哦。
So that means you agree with me.
实行十分之一这个诫命比较容易，为什么呢？
So actually, the practice of tithing is easier.
因为只有神啊清楚知道谁真的有实行这个十分之一，连牧师传道都不能知道的。
Because only God knew who really faithfully tithe their income.
虽然我做牧师啊，我会看那个奉献比奉献的报告哈。
So I am a pastor. I have the authority to see who is contribute.
哎呀，我会看到谁奉献多少钱。
And then I will see who is offering.How much?
我的目的是什么呢？
So what is my purpose?
因为我可以从一个人啊，或者是一个对夫妇的奉献，可以知道他们爱主爱教会的委身有多少。
Because I can tell the commitment by whether they observe the tithing or not.
但是我坦白告诉你，不能清楚知道到底他这个奉献是不是根据他收入的十分之一。
但
我不，除非我知道他的收入，对不对？
But one thing I cannot tell is whether the amount of the offer to the church is really 10% of their total income.
但是如果一个人有没有遵守这个爱人如己的诫命啊，这个人有没有对人更有忍耐更有恩慈，这是大家有目共睹的一件事情。
So on the other hand, whether a person love their neighbor and show mercy to their friends and also show kindness to the friends, and that is observable by the people around you.
还有，比如说在我们当中做父亲的。
So for those fathers among us,
我问你一个问题哈。
And let me ask you a question.
你认为在外面拼命赚钱，为着养活容易呢？
So make money in order to maintain the subsistence of your household is easier?
或是你下班回家之后
or maybe after the work day and you come home
帮你的太太做家务
help your wife to do the housework
还有帮你的太太照顾你的子女，哪一个比较容易呢？
And also help your wife to take care of the children. Now which is easier?
Okay.在教会里面热心投入侍奉。
So for those who are diligently and enthusiastically serving the God inside the church,
或是在家里带领全家读经祷告，哪一个比较容易呢？
Or maybe lead your household to have a family worship and lead them to read the Bible and prayer. Which one is easier?
努力工作和在教会里面热心侍奉，这是神的命令，是神的旨意，对不对？
So you work hard outside in order to make money for the family, and also diligently serve God inside the church. And this is God's order.
但在家庭里面做一家之主，并在属灵方面带领家人能信主和爱主，这也是神的命令啊。
But don't forget that being the head of the household.And lead your family spiritually to them, to God, and also is an order of our Lord.
许多弟兄在公司和教会里面有美好的表现和见证。
So many men have a very big, very good achievement inside in the working place.
但在他家里面一败涂地。
But when they coming home and they fail.Miserably.
我在想为什么会这样子呢？
And then I always wonder why.
因为如果你在外面帮助别人，热心的服侍人，
if you helping people enthusiastically and then aiding other people and help them to solve their difficult problem,
你可以很容易得到别人的肯定和称赞。
And you will be identified by other people.And commendation from them.
但是你在家庭里面好好的服侍他家人。
But on the other hand, if you just serve your family members,
他们往往不但不称赞你。
So not only your family member not praise you,
还嫌你做得不够。
And then they also complain that you're not doing enough.
他们还认为你这样照顾家庭是理所当然的。
So they think that this the,they take for granted that the way you treat the family member is ought to be.
所以在教外在家里在家的外面热心的来服侍比较容易。
So outside your home is easier.
但是在家庭里面要尽上你的责任很难。
However, if you want to carry out your domestic responsibility,
从另外一个角度来，从另外一个角度来看。
So from other point of view,
如果你只是照顾你的家人
，So if you only take care of your own family,
而你不愿意投入教会的事务
，And then you are neglecting the service and to the church.
你照顾你的家人，这也是神的旨意，对不对
？Then of course, if you take care of your family, it is within the sphere of the will of God.
但是你在教会里面跟一些弟兄姊妹一起建立教会，这也是神的旨意。
But don't forget that you is also a responsibility when you co-work with your church members and to build up the church.
我的 point 在哪里
？What is my point？
神所悦纳的顺服。
So what is acceptable to God？
是全然的顺服，不是选择性的顺服。
And it's a total submission. It's not a selective submission.
不是因为有一些诫命比较容易，所以你才会遵守它。
It's not because something is easier, therefore I obey.
有些诫命比较难，所以你就违背它。
And for the difficult one, I neglect it.
如果我们真的爱神，
if you really love God, ask
yourself, 我们就要全然的顺服。
So we have to obey Him wholeheartedly.
第二，
secondly,
全然的顺服不是选择性的顺服。第二，全然顺服不是留下几分的顺服。
And there's another category of the obedience is to obey.But with reservation.
留下几分，这个我很难用英文翻译。不过我们的卢弟兄他翻译得很好。这是根据《使徒行传》第五章亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉的故事。
So this obey with reservation, and it's according to the story recorded in the book of Acts, and talk about a man of Ananias and Sapphira.
Okay, 大家还记得这对夫妇所做的一件事情，对不对
？So do you remember what did this couple?
就是有一天啊，圣灵感动他们。
So one day the Holy Spirit moved them.
把他们一块的田地卖掉。
And they sold their a piece of land.
把这个收入啊就奉献给教会。
And then they used the proceed of the sale to try to offer to the church.
他们有顺服圣灵的感动。
And they obeyed the Holy Spirit's commandment.
不过后来啊，神借着彼得责备他们。
But later, Apostle Peter rebuked them.
甚至后来这对夫妇在众人面前就断气死亡。
So in the end, this couple fell and died.
那我觉得好像太不公平了。
So I said, "Wow, this is not fair."
他们有遵守、有顺服神的感动。
So they have the feeling to offer.Their proceeds to God.
对，把他们的田地卖掉，然后这个收入奉献给教会。
And then they use all the money of their sale and offer to the church.
但是问题在哪里呢
？But the problem is this.
不但圣灵感动他们要卖掉他们的田地，把奉献给教会。
Not only the Holy Spirit moved them to do this good act.
从上下文啊，我们看到圣灵也感动他们。把全部的收入全部奉献给教会。
And then the Holy Spirit also told them that you have to use all the money that you receive from the sale. Give it to the church.
因为彼得问这个太太撒菲拉说
，Because Peter asked Sapphira,
你们卖这个田地的价银或是这个钱啊，就是这些吗
？So is this all you have？
然后他怎么说呢？
You know what this woman replied?
就是这些。
She said, "Yes."
可见圣灵感动他们要把整个收入，把这个收入全部要奉献给教会。
So this we can tell that he's worked against the will of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit want them to give all of their proceeds to the church.
从上文我们可以看到，可能他们受了这个巴拿巴奉献的好榜样。
Well, maybe.From the context, they are trying to imitate the example of Barnabas.
因为《使徒行传》第四章后面讲到，巴拿巴卖了他的这个财产，然后把所有的收入奉献给教会。
Because at the end of Acts chapter 4, and Barnabas, this godly man, and sell his house and give all the money to the church.
所以可能这对夫妇受了感动。
So maybe this couple was really moved by this act.
他们也愿意像巴拿巴一样。
And they're willing to follow Barnabas' footstep.
卖他们的一块田地。
So they sold their land.
把全部的收入奉献给教会。
And then at the beginning, they want to give all the money to the church.
但是很不幸的，甚至说
，unfortunately,
撒旦就是那说谎之父进入他们的心，
so,
充满了他们。
Unfortunately, Satan.The great deceiver enter into their hearts.
所以他们就把收入的一部分奉献。
So therefore, they offer the good portion of their money.
然后为自己留下几分。
And then just for themselves, they keep to themselves a little part of the money.
所以神不接纳他们的顺服。
And therefore, God do not accept their sacrifice.
不但责备他们。
And not only Apostle Peter rebuked them,
甚至惩罚他们
and even punished them.
就是要让我们今天教会的弟兄姊妹明白一个道理
So that all the people after them understand a very important principle.
如果神要我们做一件事情
If God wants me to do certain things,
神要我们心甘情愿
So first of all, God wants us to be willing.
所以彼得也提醒这个亚拿尼亚。
So that Apostle Paul also remind Sapphira.
这个田地是你的。
And Ananias, well, this land is you in the first place.
然后你卖出去，你的收入也是你的。
So after you make the sale, all the money belong to you.
你不需要这样的欺骗神。
And you do not. There's no need for you to deceive the Holy Spirit.
神会免钱我们束缚他的哦。
So God will
not 会勉强我们。
Will sometimes want us to obey him with hesitance.
Yeah, 他不要我勉勉强我他不要我们勉勉强强的顺服他。
God do not want us to obey him with hesitation.
他要我们心甘情愿的。
And God want us to obey him with the whole heart.
而且是完全的。
So this is what we call a total submission.
我就想到在菲律宾的华人教会有一个现象。
So it brings to mind a Chinese church in Philippines.
有好几间的华人教会
Chinese church
就是他们很热心的支持一些愿意献身做传道的年轻人
So they're willing to support those young people who are willing to dedicate their life to the full-time services of God
因为感谢主啊在一些菲律宾的华人教会有些信徒很富有的
So we know that in Philippines many Chinese are very rich
他们有钱
They have money.
他们很认真的用钱来支持神学院的侍奉
And they support the seminary.
也支持一些献身做传道的年轻人
And the young people who dedicate their life to the ministry of God.
看起来蛮顺服的哦
So at the appearance, they are very obedient.
蛮爱主的哦
So they love God.
但是我发现有一个问题
But I discovered there's a problem.
就是他们不肯鼓励他们自己的子女献身做传道。
And then they support other young people, but they do not encourage their own children to be a full-time minister.
为什么呢
Why?
第一
First,
因为他们怕子女奉献做传道，这个薪水收入啊不够养家。
And they realize that if the children become a pastor, and their income will be very limited and not enough to support their own family.
还有要做教会的传道人啊，这个吃力不讨好的。
So if you want to be pastor of a church, sometimes you do a lot of good things.
他们舍不得看见他们的子女受了这教会的领袖长老指示们的虐待哦。
So they may be mistreated by the elders and the deacons.
所以他们的很热心的支持神学院，也很热心的支持愿意献身做传道的年轻人。
So they're very enthusiastic about supporting a seminary and also the people who dedicate their life to full-time ministry.
但是他们舍不得把他们儿女奉献给神。
They do not feel willing to encourage their own children to be full-time servants.
如果他们真的让孩子奉献做传道哈。
So if they really want their own children to be a pastor,
他们只是鼓励那些比较笨、比较不会赚钱的子女。
So they only encourage the children who whose IQ is liberal than the rest.
质疑那些会做生意的、会赚钱的，就自己保留。
But for those who can make money and very smart.And just keep it to himself.
所以他们的顺服，我说是留为自己留下几分的顺服啊。
So these are what I call this obedience is to obey with reservation.
好，第三，全然的顺服不是选择性的顺服。
And then third point.
不是选择性的顺服，也、
so、
也不是也我们在 review 啊。
Selective obedience.
也不是第二是什么？
Obedience with the reservation.
第三也不是
And the third point is,
我叫他、哦、就是 我称他是属灵化的顺服
So I call it obedience in the name of spirituality、
okay. 怎么解释呢
So what does it mean?
有一些人、啊、他们用属灵的理由、啊、当作借口、啊、违背神的命令
So many people using a spiritual jargon and spiritual words、
okay.
In order to find an excuse to not to obey God,
他们有顺服神
Well, they obey God.
但是一到难处的时候
So when they face difficulties,
他们就想出一些属灵的理由，当作借口说他们可以不需要顺服神
And then they find out some spiritual reason in order to disobey God.
最好的一个例子，大家都记得旧约时代的。扫罗王还记得吗
So the best example to explain this situation is the Old Testament king Saul.
不是神借着先知这个撒母耳命令扫罗要把所有的亚玛利人和他们的牲畜全然灭尽
Did Samuel, the prophet, the seer of God, and order Saul to return to destroy all the spoils and that he got from the battle.
Right. 他这扫罗王有没有顺服神呢
Now, the question is, did King Saul obey God?
他有没有杀所有的亚玛利人呢
Did he destroy all the Amalekites?
哎，圣经告诉我们他真的有杀尽这些撒玛利、
so the Bible,
这些亚玛利人
told us that indeed he slaughtered many Amalekites.
不过圣经说他只是爱惜了这个谁呀、
啊、But the Bible says he also loved those
这个王叫做什么王啊亚甲王是不是
Agag
OK 他有没有杀尽亚玛利人所有的牲畜啊
Did he totally destroy and, the animals and the cattle and the lambs and of the Amalekites
他有一部分的顺服啊
So he did obey, but only partially.
他杀了很多的这些牲畜啊。
So he slaughtered really a deed of this beasts.
但是圣经说，他们却取了最好的牛羊。
But they reserved for themselves the choice ones.
最好的牲畜。
And the choice animals.
没有把他们杀尽。
And he did not kill them.
目的是。为着什么呢
？What was his purpose？
就是为着要献祭给神。
Ah, they said, "I keep this because I want to use these good things, the cattle and the lambs, to offer to Jehovah God."
弟兄姐妹，你听到这个扫罗王这句话，你觉得他们属灵哦
？So after you listen to this, do you think the King Saul is very spiritual？
他又责怪这些百姓哦。
So he also and then scold his own people.
他说不是我不要这样做，是百姓爱惜了这些最上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切的美物，不可灭尽。
So I keep these cattle and lambs and goats is not because for my own sake, but these people want to do that.
我们看撒母耳记上十五章第九节。
So let's read Second Samuel chapter 15.Verse 19.
对 verse 9, 第九节。
Verse
9. 撒母耳记上十五章第九节。从这节圣经里面我们可以看到谁爱惜上好的牛羊牛犊没有把他们灭尽只把下贱瘦肉的筋都杀了。
So verse 9 says the King Saul spare Agag, and also spare the cattle, sheep, and fat calves, but totally destroy that was despised and weak.
这个, 扫罗王他对这个撒母耳怎么说呢?
So, do you know how Saul replied to Samuel?
他这样说,
and he said in this
我,
way,
我是在听从了耶和华的命令, 行了耶和华所喜, 所差遣我行的路。
So, actually, he said to Samuel, I obey God's commandment, order, and I also walk in his way.
我们看到这个时候的, 这个扫罗王受了欺骗了,
here we see King Saul has been deceived by the evil one.
他说我真的听从了神啊。
So, you know, I already obey God.
事实上他没有完全的, 他有听从, 不过是没有完全的听从。
And the problem is he did not obey totally.
神在撒母耳记上15章那边 22节开始, 撒母耳对这个扫罗王说, 耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭, 岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢? 听命胜于献祭, 听从胜于公羊的旨由, 悖逆的罪, 与行邪术的罪相等, 顽梗的罪, 与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同, 你既厌弃耶和华的命令, 耶和华也厌弃你做王。
So here we come to the golden verse, okay? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. So Samuel also remind him, your rebellion is no different than divination. It's no different than arrogance and idolatry, because you reject the word of God, and therefore God has also reject you as a king.
弟兄姊妹, 神所悦纳的顺服,
so what is please God is
是全然的顺服,
total submission.
不是全然的顺服,
so if you only support him half-heartedly,
或是你的顺服是属灵化的顺服,
or maybe your obedience is outside the truth and spirit,
神不会厌的,
and those kind of obedience God will not accept,
神甚至会责备,
and God even rebuke you,
甚至会惩罚,
and even punish you.
在一本书里面, 作者有提到一件事情,
so I recently read a book, and the author mentioned one interesting thing.
这本书叫做, 培养高 EQ, 的灵命。
So the title of this book is How to Nurture a High EQ.
对, Emotionally Healthy
Emotional
Spirituality.
Okay, EQ Children.
我很喜欢这本书,
so I like to read this book.
我以前好像在这里有提过这本书。
So actually, I make mention of this book.
这本书里面, 这个作者提到, 在他教会里面有一个弟兄。
So the book gives an illustration that one of the brother in his church,
他对许多事情有一些很偏激的看法。
So this brother has an extreme opinion on many things.
从教会姐妹裙子的适当长度。
So from the length of the skirt of the ladies,
还有政治候选人,
and all the way to the candidates of the political parties,
性别的角色,
and then the role of the sex,
到他无法跟他的非基督徒的主管, 协调问题等等,
and how to reconcile with an unbelieving boss,
他都有很强的看法和主,
and he has a very strong view and subjective opinion.
他的朋友, 他的家人和同事, 都觉得他很骄傲, 很自负。
So his friend and even his family members and was of the opinion that this man is arrogant.
甚至教会里面的弟兄姊妹常常提醒他。
And even the brothers and sisters within the fellowship of the church remind him.
但是他都不肯听哦,
but he refused to listen.
他不但不肯听哦,
and not only they refused to listen,
他还很属灵哦,
and then he acts very spiritually.
他还会用圣经的话来替自己辩护哦,
and then he used the word of God and the verses of the scripture to defend himself.
他说凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的都要受这样的逼迫。
So he said for those who are pious to God will subject to persecution like what you have done to me.
他利用神的话当作借口去逃避遵守神的命令。
He used the word of God as a pretext in order to avoid obeying the law of God.
弟兄姊妹，圣经怎么教导我们呢？
So what did the real teaching of the Bible?
圣经教导我们呢，要以谦卑的心接受别人的指责。
So the Bible teaches us to be humble to receive people's suggestions.
我很喜欢有一节圣经哦，你看。
So, there's a Bible verse I love.
诗篇141篇第五节。
That is Psalm chapter 41, verse 15.
141篇第五节。
145, verse 6.
141 verse 5.
141 verse 5.
Okay. 如果有中文的圣经，好不好？我们一起念。
So if you have the Chinese Bible, let's read together.
Okay. 任凭一人。Okay. 诗篇141篇第五节。
Let's read in Chinese together if you find the places.
任凭一人击打我，这算为仁慈。任凭他责备我，这算为头上的膏油，我的头不要躲闪。好，英文有没有人可以替我们大声念一下？ Psalm 141 verse 5.
Psalm 141
verse 5.
Let the
Okay, go ahead.这节圣经提醒我们。
So this Bible verse remind us.
如果神借着某某人呢来提醒责备我们的时候。
So if God used other person as an instrument to reveal me.
神的旨意是要我们怎么反应呢？
So what is God's will in order to respond this kind of reveal?
这里讲到我们要有个谦卑的心。
So the scripture teaches us to be humble.
我们不要逃避。
So we said we should not flee away from it.
我们甚至不要用这个圣经的话当作借口啊，来责骂对方哦。
So we should not use the word of God as a pretext to rebuke your opponent.
你可以把这个原则应用在很多不同的层面。
Actually, this verse is very versatile. You can use it in all kinds of circumstances.
就好像我的例子。
And let me give you myself as an example.
就是我比较喜欢整天读圣经、祷告、看书的人。
So my personality is I like to read and pray and study the Bible.
所以有时候师母会叫我做一些事情。
So sometimes my wife want me to do some household.
我就会告诉她，你不知道我在祷告吗
？So I would say, do you know that I'm praying?
我在预备讲章吗
？So I'm preparing my sermon script.
后来圣灵就提醒我了。
And then God remind me.
我也是一个丈夫啊。
Oh, I'm also a husband.
我不单是一个教会的牧师啊。
And not only I'm a pastor of a church.
我也有这个丈夫的角色啊。
So I play a role as a husband also.
做一个丈夫，我有一些责任啊。
So as a husband, I have my own domestic responsibility.
但是很多年啊，我就是有这些属灵化的顺服。
But for so many years, I use these spiritual words in order to avoid doing the family chore.
我想到很多属灵的理由当作借口，把我的这个惰性把它合理化，甚至把它属灵化了。
A lot of spiritual reasons in order to explain my own lethargy.
感谢神。
But I give thanks to God.
改变是有可能的哦。
So transformation is utterly possible.
好，我们最后来看一个全然的顺服是怎么样的顺服呢
？So what is the fourth aspect of total submission.
全然的顺服就好像但以理的三个朋友的顺服。
So this kind of obedience, just like the three friends of Prophet Daniel.
从中文的圣经里面，我看到有四个字，我叫它这是既或不然的顺服。
So in the Bible verse, I saw a few words. Even if he is God, even if he does not So I translate into obedience without contingency.
意思就是说，即使我们顺服神，我们遇到难处。
So even we face difficulties or pay a price, in obeying God.
我们还是要顺服到底。
And we still want to insist to do that.
你还记得这但尼的三个朋友不肯跪拜，在这个尼布加尼撒王的镜像之下。
So when Daniel and his three friends refused to bow down and worship the gold image of Nebuchadnezzar.
最后他们被扔在这个火焰火窑的里面。
And then the price they pay is to be thrown into the furnace.
当他们被要被丢在火窑的里面的时候，
So when they were thrown into the furnace,
他们对王说，王啊，我们有信心，神会拯救我们。
And before that he said to the king, we have the faith, our God will deliver me.
但是我很喜欢但以理书三章十八节头四个字。头四个字，他说：“既或不然。”
But this is the key word. Even if he does not.
王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Your Majesty, we want you to know that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
后来，神果然的从火中拯救他们。
And then later on, we all know that God delivered them.From the fiery furnace.
圣经说他们的这个头发没有烧焦。
And the Bible says even their hair has not been scorched.
他们的衣裳没有变色。
And then their clothes is not have any burning smell.
身体并没有火燎的气味。
And then the body has no smell of the smoke.
我最喜欢的就是最后一节第三十节。
So I love verse 30.
那时王在巴比伦城高声了撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥。
And then at the end, the king of Babylon praised these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, among all his people.
就好像刚才我们读到启示录二章二十六节那里说，那得胜又遵守我命到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国。
So it brings our mind back to the verse that we just read at the beginning. To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nation. Revelation chapter 2 verse 26.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你用爱心去宽待你的仇敌，
So if you use love and to deal with your enemy,
而他仍然苦待你，
and yet he still persecute you,
如果你还是能够顺服神去爱他，
if you insist that you obey God and continue to love them,
饶恕他，
and forgive them,
服侍他，
and then serve them,
那你的顺服就是既或不然的顺服。
Your obedience is obedience without contingency.
你的顺服是神所悦纳的顺服。
So this kind of obedience is acceptable to God. It's
pleasing God. 当你为不信的丈夫祷告。
So if you pray for your unbelieving husband,
而他一直不肯信主的时候，
and yet he refused to come to Jesus Christ.
但是你还是能够顺服神。
But you insist to obey God.
在家里做一个顺服的妻子。
And then inside the house, you become an obedient wife.
以你的好行为去感化他。
And then you will use your good deed to win him over.
那你的顺服是既或不然的顺服。
This kind of obedience is obedient without contingency.
是全然的顺服。
It's a total submission.
是神所悦纳的。
This is what pleasing God.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us all.
要顺服神很不容易。
So it's not an easy task.
所以求神帮助我们。
This is why we need God's help.
天天饱尝神的慈爱。
So let us preserve the love of God daily.
浸泡在神的爱河里。
And then steep ourselves into the river of love of God.
导致我们可以更多的爱神。
And as a result, we can be enabledTo love God,
全人的顺服神
then to obey him totally, wholeheartedly.
因为圣经教导我们
because this is the teaching of the scripture.
我们能够爱自己
so we can love ourselves.
我们能够爱神
and we can love God.
顺服神
and obey Him.
我们能够爱人服侍人
and then we can serve other people
是因为,
and love our enemies.
是因为神先爱我们
and it's because God loved us in the first place.
只有神的爱才能够激励我们
So only the love of God can constrain us.
全然的顺服神
So we totally obey Him.
遵守他一切的命令
and then wholeheartedly and follow.His all commandments. And let us bow.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we offer our gratitude to you.
让我们知道你是多么的爱我们。
So knowing that you love us so dearly.
愿你的慈爱激励我们。
May your loving kindness constrain us.
用你的爱来爱自己。
And use your love to love ourselves.
认识自己。
To know ourselves.
接纳自己。
And then to accept ourselves.
照顾自己。
And then to take care of ourselves.
也以你的爱去顺服你。
And also by virtue of love to obey the commandments.
也以你的爱去爱别人，服侍别人。
And because of love that we can serve other people.
让我们天天活在爱中。
So that people can really live.Daily in your love.
让我们天天行在爱中，活在爱中。
So, let us walk and live in your love.
荣神一人。
And glorify your name.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.